Welcome everybody to our March monthly chat. This is the year in which we are all living through a pandemic. So I want to just put that in there so everybody knows, man, we are living through a pandemic. So if you come back and watch like a year from now, you're going to hear what we had to go through.
I actually had one of my coaching clients today wish me happy pandemic. I thought we should all be like, it's just a chipper greeting. Happy pandemic.
Yep.
And so, okay. I can go
for that. Awesome. Welcome, everybody. So good to have you here.
Sorry.
And seeing you guys.
That face was just because I saw that perms are back. Half a high school football team rocked them. I had no idea.
Well done. Wow. Well done. It only took 20 something years, 30 years to get back to it. 28 years to get back to that. Well done, guys.
Well done.
All right. We got a fun packed day. Obviously, this is about you guys and why we do our chats, right? To hear from you guys, share what's going on, especially where we're at. So let's talk about it. We're not going to be naive to think nothing's going on and just bypass it. So we want to discuss those questions here. Hopefully, though, you guys have all seen the coronavirus marriage planner that we've put together. We worked on that all weekend and finally got that completed and out to you guys yesterday. It is both in the Facebook group. You can click the link and either of the links. They all work. It is in your partner area. So if you want to go grab it there. Do not share that. That's for you guys as being Summit partners. If other people want to buy it, they can go to the store and they can pick it up, which they are. But for you guys, we really wanted to make sure we got something in your hands to go over this together in this time, because things are going to change and it's not like this is always going to stay the same. And yet you may even use it afterwards as we're coming out of all of this as well. So glad you guys are doing, glad you guys got that. Shout out to Ashley, Karen, for some of you. I think Richard as well just caught some mistakes. So appreciate that. That makes me feel good that I can get that out to you guys. And know it's going to get caught before I go live with it. So thank you. So who else jumped in? Kristen, Travis, Michelle, Tracy, JP, welcome, welcome, welcome. Great having you all here.
Absolutely. Sorry, I'm just looking at the chat. I got the other computer up here. So when my eyes are looking, it's because I'm looking over here.
Yeah.
At the chat, just in case you all want to know what hair product I'm using, it's the Marc Anthony Strictly Curls. So I'll put a link to it.
And if you try to get on Amazon, it may take you a month to get it at this point in time.
Yeah, but you can probably, I would say you could find it elsewhere, but at this
no
point
stores
in time,
are open.
Yeah, good luck with that. But I'll put a post up in the group. I just wanted
hey,
to
JP,
share
what's
that.
What's happening? So I think the first question I'm going to ask is how are you and your spouse doing? And in all honesty, you guys are together a lot. And
you can't see the chat.
Sorry. So how are you guys doing? Just share what's going on. How are you guys doing? How are you feeling? And we'll start there today. Right. Gloria, welcome. Texas representing, New York representing, Iowa representing,
Missouri,
Oklahoma. Lots of you guys are great jumping on, seeing you all. Where are you guys at?
We're spending so much time together while you all are chiming in that we dressed identically today. What you can't see is that we both have, well, you can see the gray shirts, but we both have.
I don't know if we stand up.
Oh,
can't see.
We both put on black pants,
sorry.
And we have on white shoes.
Yes.
So it was actually a very funny thing. I didn't take a picture. I was going to, and then I'm like, okay, that may say like just so many weird things about Tony and Lisa. You're like, you're supposed to start looking like your dog, not necessarily your spouse, or your dog looks like you. I forget how that goes. But yeah, so we're like actually twinning today.
Yeah. Let's hear how folks are doing. So yeah. Steve says we are okay, still connecting. Steve, are you guys still doing 30 day sex challenge? Are you guys in that still? I'm not too sure where you're at. I know you guys had to take a little bit of time off. So, she's a pharmacist. Yeah. So she's still there. Yeah. Ashton said, Kate and I are working from home together. It is definitely challenging. One of us has more work to do than the other. Yeah. Well, okay. Then yep. That there's a dynamic in that all in itself, because you're working and you see your spouse sitting around. You're like, what are you doing while I'm working? We've been there, totally understand that. Tracy and Mark loving the time together. JP, first week was really rough, but we have gotten back into a rhythm now. Cool, JP. And I'm assuming you're saying, yeah, for the IT lifestyle.
I'm guessing intimacy
lifestyle. Intimacy lifestyle, mm-hmm. Which is great. Yeah. Been stressful. This is Javin. I've been stressful, taking out a lot on Cal, getting through with patients. Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. Yep. Now that the initial, can I just say one thing too for all of you who I can't stress this enough, and I'm gonna share it again. Earlier in the year, in January, we did the Miracle Morning. Interestingly enough, for me, this is the year that I continued it, and it's really making a difference. It really, finding just that half an hour of time for myself, and mine's a little bit more because I do half an hour of exercise. So I would highly suggest in whatever way you could do something, move your body. Mm-hmm. And Elise and I do that differently. I'm on my bike most days. I'll get out and do some walking. But typically right now, I just get my sweat on my bike.
I'm doing workouts. Just an app I found on Apple. And every day I'm doing about, you know, 2 to 3 different workouts. It ends up being about 30 minutes. But I found that when I wasn't doing the exercise, it really, like, I was just kind of in this funk and not, you know, just like every day seemed heavier than the day before. And so I'm just like, nope, I was committed to getting my sweat on before this all happened. I'm committed to getting my sweat on. I don't want to be one of those people. Like, I'm hearing from a lot of people that are like, well, we're going to just all be like white and fluffy by the end of this, because we're all staying inside and we're all eating whatever. And I'm like, yeah, I can't do anything about the white part because no sun, but I can definitely determine if I'm going to end up fluffy on the other side of this.
Yeah. If I'm correct, Leslie put a link. We can all look for it, but she put a link to all the different workout companies that have extended or giving like a free month or 90 days or whatever. Do that, you guys. Like, do something to get that out of your system. Mm-hmm. All right, and I'm gonna get off of that. That's just my 2 cents, and I've just seen a benefit for me. Okay, what's Karen? Now that the initial shock is over, I think we're doing okay. Jonathan Michelle says stir crazy. Others than that, I feel like we are doing pretty good. Yep. For stir craziness, for me personally, and I know you guys out in Utah, I don't know what the weather's like, but when the sun is shining, I do take just a little bit of time. Jonathan and Michelle, I mean, you know our backyard. You guys were here for the conference. And I just sort of just step out there. And today it was probably about an hour. I just had some time. I was on a phone call and I just sat out in the sun and just soaked that in for myself. That's helpful. All right, Steve, you're still in it. Good. Lynn, we are surviving. Lynn and I are trying balance. I'm assuming Richard wrote that. Trying balance the young kids. Yeah. Cause you guys got 5 at home, if I'm right. College kids and then Richard teaching, so we are stressed. I think we can see the benefits of being present for each other. Yeah, and Lynn and Richard, make sure you guys pick up the coronavirus marriage planner. Mm-hmm. Pick it up. We go through 5 of the intimacies. Take what you got, and all of you, please. The reason we put that together was for you to use it. We didn't want to inundate you with too much, so we just wanted to ask the high-level questions. Like anything we do, if a question works for you, great. If it doesn't, like it doesn't pertain to you in this moment in time,
skip it. I mean, it's like with any tool, you make it yours. We tried to think through a lot of different scenarios. So you put that on there. I did see that Steve and Veronica are still doing the 30 days.
I saw that. Alicia McMurray and Ty out in AZ doing a lot of hiking. I think that's all they do.
Well, that's good. They can get out and their trails are still open.
We just had our trails.
Everything closed yesterday.
All right.
Mark says we're doing well with number of times we're physically connecting, better than I anticipated.
Well, Mark and Tracy are doing the 30-day sex challenge and they're kicking butt. Okay. What's Ashley saying over here?
Ross is really struggling with uncertainty and fear, and I'm not as much. So there's a distance we're trying to battle, trying to have conversations and just listen, but it's challenging. Mm-hmm. And again, that's where, you know, making that time. And it's like I was sharing with a coaching couple, this afternoon. We can still create structure and routine in the midst of the uncertainty, in the midst of the, you know, very, very different schedules.
Yeah.
It's It's actually, it's kind of like what we said in the show that came out today. One of the things that the one family does so well is they get intentional and they figure out a system. And so for the two of you to start going, okay, what does this look like? And I see, Ashley, you also said I started doing Miracle Morning now that I have time, and you're two for two. So high five, virtual high five for making that happen.
Can I just say one thing too? I was at that place of uncertainty and fear last week, for mm-hmm. sure. Thursday and Friday, I was in a meltdown phase. Just internally, I don't think Elisa saw it as much, but there was a lot of just heaviness coming on. And fortunately, was able to get on with some friends, some dear friends of ours that we've known, and just chat, which was amazing. But two, for me, it was really looking at some finances, mm-hmm. sitting down with Elisa. And we weren't exact on numbers, but just having that sit down with her to know this is where we are. We're okay. This is going to change and it's going to turn. The light's at the end of the tunnel. We know there's an end to this and everything's just going to open up again. Mm-hmm. But just having that for me was critical. For you guys, it may be different. So figure out what that one root area, one root intimacy is, and address that. That's what I would say there. All right. You guys are moving today.
Last week. Okay, so
Ty's out cycling. Good for him.
Travis had a comment.
Oh, Travis. What did Travis say? Shannon was on her phone last night when she got home from her dance class. And if all of you didn't see, she has her dance studio and they retrofitted that thing for Zoom. So Shannon could continue teaching, which is awesome.
So, hey, real quick, because of that, Shanna, are you taking any new clients? And if so, can you get the rest of us information so that if there are kids that might be looking for dance classes, can we send them your way? I don't know if that's even a possibility, but I just want to put it out there because I know that there are parents looking for resources for their kids. And if we can send them your way to do it virtually, happy to do so.
Yep. She got defensive because she was actually working still. She did not tell me she was working. I didn't love that. She snapped at me, but I realized that she is under pressure. Yep, mm-hmm. Sure thing. And I think we've can all attest to that at times.
Mm-hmm.
Right, let's see. Where we go, man.
Michelle, you guys are just killing it. She and Barry are both in their normal routine.
Yep, and it was so great seeing you guys. Michelle and Barry are newer partners from Henderson, North Carolina.
Yes.
We saw them last year when we did the event in Henderson. We got to see them again this year. They did VIP dinner. Mm-hmm. So it's so great having you guys part of the club now.
These two are rock stars too, because I remember, I don't even think we'd gotten home last year after being in Henderson, and they had already posted their first coffee date.
Yep.
And totally remember the picture, remember getting tagged and everything like that. So glad to have you guys as part of the club.
Yep. Right now, as we're talking about conference stuff, that's all been shut down, obviously, for the reasons you all know. We are planning on 2021 here in San Diego again and in Henderson, North Carolina. So just as an FYI.
And we're looking to see what we can figure out how to do
in Dallas online. And online.
Yes.
So we're working on a couple different things, but we got a bunch of other stuff going on too. So
Tammy's on.
Tammy, welcome. Some sun would be good. Yes. All right, you guys are just killing it tonight. Okay,
kids seem to want to eat multiple times a day.
Kelly,
yeah, the whole
welcome.
Kids and food thing. I'm telling you,
dang those kids. Who said that, Jonathan? Yes, so true, man. Like I wake up and there's like bags of chips just devoured. But hey, we're all in different places with kids and where they're at as well.
Ashton, I just want to say I completely agree with you. I don't know why kids need food and clean clothes every day. You would think like once a week would be good, you know, but every single day.
Oh, yeah, Gloria, we are going to get there. You guys are in Austin, so it'll be a quick jump up. Alicia, is that kombucha? They're all, oh, yeah, kombucha is my thing.
I was at Trader Joe's today. If you all have Trader Joe's, okay, so this is just, I told Tony about
Kylie
this.
Just jumped on too. Welcome,
yay.
Kylie. I want to say thank you to Kylie and Greg for Greg in particular for his very heartwarming and heartfelt post he put up today. Truly, truly blessed us with that. And thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that. Yeah. All right. Go for Trader Joe's.
Oh, Trader Joe's. Trader Joe's is a very unique shopping experience right now during coronavirus. If you have not experienced it yet, They have taken their customer service to a whole new level. Abby and I went to the store today. They have everybody line up outside the store.
Six feet apart.
They only allow a certain number of people in the store at a time. They spray, hand sanitize your hands before you go in. One guy is at the door spraying your hands. Another guy is wiping down your carts. You go in, you have your very limited exposure shopping experience, and you come back out. And they do it with a friendly smile. It was really just kind of a nice little...
Good moment for Elisa.
Yeah.
All of you kombucha drinkers, right on. I love it. Elisa drinks it. You drink a, like...
What do I drink?
I don't know. Like, you drink, like, some vinegar thing.
Yeah, I do like the apple. Yeah, anyway.
Anyways, but again, that's gut health. Got to be looking at this stuff when we are inside.
Yes. I mean,
it is important, folks. So, and it helps with our mental state of mind and being able to handle our spouse and being around them and talking to them. Believe me, Elise and I still get in our little tits and our little tats, and we're human. So please don't think we don't ever get into any of those.
I just am curious, how hard is it to brew kombucha?
If you make it just right, it turns into beer. I'm sure. They make hard.
Beer. That's not.
But kombucha, it's still a yeast. There's still a yeast, so yeah. It's still the same. The same fermenting process.
All right.
So it just all right.
Anyway,
I used to make my own. All right, cool. All right, so that's it.
You guys
catching up. So fantastic, loving all that.
I do want to say
the
post of Tony's sweaty face staring at all of you on the bike. That is the post where Leslie put in Leslie Midler put in all of the fitness companies that are offering free online workouts during coronavirus. So if you're trying to figure out which one it is, that's the post.
Alicia says she's starting. I know you said, I think we need a kombucha thread. You're starting a kombucha thread. That's all you, Alicia.
You volunteer, you get to do it.
Boom. Go for it. And then we can all chat in there. Cause I would honestly, I'd make it. Like, it'd be so much fun to do that. I used to brew beer.
We could do something new during Corona. That could be one of our like date experiences.
Boom. Yay. Kim, welcome. Great having you. All right. Where are we now? All right. So we just talked about what's happening. Love it. Keep it chat coming. Planner, grab it.
Mm-hmm.
Next, 7 days of sex challenge testimonials. If you guys have done a challenge, and I know many of you have, anywhere from like 7 to 30 days, we're just trying to collect some testimonials. We really want to share with people the importance of doing a challenge, and especially in a time like this, and even after this, all of us who've done it know how much it impacts us emotionally, physically, sexually, and then jumping into the intimacy lifestyle plan or the intimacy lifestyle, which is really where we want to take couples. So if you have that, just send us a hug. It's basically a hug, and just tell us where you started, what happened during, and where you were after. Send us a picture. We'd love to be able to share you guys and what's happened in your life. So it's pretty simple. We'll use your first name, your last name, first initial of your last name. Well,
first name, initial of your last name.
Initial of your last name. So there we go. Okay.
Wow. JP, 3 years ago, we listened to your podcast, tried a 60-day challenge, did 63 days without missing any days. We'd love to have your testimonial. Yes.
Rock stars. That's a kombucha high five.
Yes, Tracy, if you're doing the challenge now and, and you're seeing, you know, and you've had that experience, which I know you guys have, please send it. Let's put it this way. There can never be, we do a hug every show. There can never be enough hugs or testimonials around those core things that we do here at One, the 7 days sex challenge, the intimacy lifestyle, things like that. So, and you guys are the core, right? The position of the month club is the core. So you hold those values and you understand why those things are important, probably better than anyone in the One family. So for you to share your insights, kind of like Tony said, that before, during, and after that transformation process, your words carry a lot of weight because it's not just, you know, somebody like out of the blue.
Yeah.
Gloria says, I'm home all day, but Tim is an essential non-medical worker. So I've been listening to the news all day, then want his date light company. He wants to catch up on the news. So we're having completely different experiences. If I can just speak to that, I would say, you know, as have a conversation with Tim about what that looks like to be able to do both. Right? Because it is important for him to have time to process all of that information that he may not be able to access during the day. You know, and so to give him space to do that, but also to create space for the two of you to connect. And this is just, you know, having a conversation. So instead of letting those emotions build up, which when we are in our homes together, even if he's going in and out during the day, it can still feel like a buildup. Then you have the ability to say, okay, what's our plan going to be? Right? By all means, come home and watch the news. But at what point in time do we transition to have, you know, couple time?
Yeah, and I think that's where we're seeing it. So when we did the 30-day sex challenge and we were starting March 1st, none of us saw this happen. And what I am seeing, though, from couples who are still in there, still, I'm going to say plugging away, because everything that's happened over this last couple of weeks, there are couples who, no matter what's going on, they have still found time to be intimate and close and have had to work through those pieces of like, all right, what are we doing? And when I say intimate, doesn't mean it's always penetration. They are going for naked cuddling. They're going for shower time. It's different. But the mindset and the shift is, we got it. That's all happening. And yet, how are we going to prioritize our marriage and our time together through this? And Elisa and I had started our sex challenge last Thursday. So we're on day 6 today. And, you know, it's changed us too. Like, wow, I feel like that funk I had Thursday and Friday, I started to come out of it because of us being able to connect just in our room, talk a little bit, and then have sex. So maybe something to really think about.
And this one is really different for us because we do have the kids home. Yep. We don't have flexibility and freedom, which everybody's adjusting to having kids at home. So you've got to talk through that. And what is that looking like? But I do feel like we've got a lot of emotional connection happening.
Oh yeah. I think we do much more than we've had in some of the past ones where it felt like it was more like, let's just make it happen.
Ashley.
Okay. Question I've been having, how big is the One Family? How many download listens do you have ballpark? So, well, this month is, let's not count this month.
Yeah.
My goal for this year, personally, our goal
prior to coronavirus,
yeah, was to have 4.8 million downloads by the end of the year. So that would be 400,000 downloads per year,
per month.
I mean, sorry. Right now, the first 2 months of the year, we came up a little shy. I think we were about 350 to 375, 350 to 375,000 downloads in a month. And then, are we still going on here? Hold on, sorry. Something just, I want to make sure we're still.
Can you guys still hear us?
Facebook folks, are you still there? I can't see it.
Yes.
Yes, okay, sorry. We just saw everything sort of freeze up over here, so. Okay, cool, thanks. So we're doing 350 to 375,000 downloads a month. Typically per episode, we get anywhere between 35,000 downloads in the first 6 weeks.
Yeah.
So that's the podcast, anyways, the reach. And do know that started with zero people 10 years ago hanging out. And this year is our goal. As you guys know, I left my other job or my other business. I sold it for the sole purpose of being able to do much more with you guys and create like the coronavirus that would never happen had I been working with my other business.
Yeah, that literally together business. In like 3 days.
Yeah, we put that together really good. Yeah, there is a couple little Facebook issues I'm noticing. If it is, get out, come back in. We're still here. Again, it's Zoom. We're running through Zoom. Just everybody know, and Zoom is getting hammered
in a good way. Zoom has really stepped up, you know, in terms of companies that have stepped up during the coronavirus. Zoom was one of the very first companies that said, we'll make our platform available to schools K-12. Yeah. And so there, and companies are using it now. So yes, we were Zoom converts years and years ago. And so we're making the adjustment like everyone else is to just having their systems really really impacted by what they've chosen to do for the community. And Ashley, you're absolutely right. It's not so much the number. It's literally like, if you can imagine literally like a spider web of impact and connection. I think that's the biggest thing. Like, I imagine almost as a blanket starting to cover the world as these marriages are getting impacted. I hope a lot of you saw the post that Karen put up. I think it was just yesterday, of the kids had made a fort, and when she got inside the fort,
so cute.
There was this picture that said, "Mom and Dad's one extraordinary marriage is so sweet."
Yeah.
And, you know, again, I mean, that's the kind of thing, like, I see that, and I've even got the one in the block letters and things like that, and you're like, oh my gosh, like, the fact that they just love it, and they recognize it, and I know that there are times when, you know, they, depending on the show, they've got it on in the background, and, you know, the family's listening, and that type of thing, so, so yes, marriages are being impacted all around the world.
Yeah. Steve, what was my other business? Oh, my goodness. I think it's your North Carolina mug. Okay. Yeah. Alisa, when we were in North Carolina, she picked up a North Carolina mug. And then when we went to New York, she picked up her New York mug. New York City mug. So yeah, she got two. My other business was in auto reconditioning, paintless dent repair. I was trained in that out of college at 24 years old. I was doing some sales work and wasn't doing great. And so I had a buddy who had this company that did paintless dent repair. And I got trained for 6 months, paid, and worked for him for 3 years. Mm-hmm. It was great because I was 24 and I left when I was 27. We were newly married and it was one of the biggest blessings in our lives. Yep, dent dude, you got it, Lynn. And so from there, I hiked the Pacific Crest Trail. Mm-hmm. I hiked from Mexico to Canada. That was when I was 27. We didn't have kids and I needed a sabbatical. I needed to get out of life because I just felt like if this was all life was going to give me, which was waking up at 4 a.m., and not getting home until like 6 or 7 was it for me. And, but when I came back, that's when we almost got divorced the first time. Mm. So it was an interesting moment. Interesting. So I did it for many, many years and did it as, I mean, one was the side business for so many years until it began to take over more and more. And I just, my headspace wasn't there. And so I had a really good buddy who bought it.
And I want to say something. So, Tammy up here said, we're getting through. I don't know where the first comment was. Okay. So Tammy said, I'm inundated with Corona all day. So when Aaron wants to talk about what he's learned from the news, I'm not interested. I've had to pause and realize he needs to process too. So I let him process. And then later on, she said, because he doesn't have as many people to talk to, and she's talking to people all day. And what I want to say to that is, in this time where we're not necessarily having the same physical social interactions, right? We're not getting out and seeing people. Reach out to people. Create, like, and it may be, for some of you, it may be stepping out of your comfort zone. Reach out to a friend and say, hey, you want to do a virtual coffee date? Reach out to a friend and say, can we FaceTime? Can we get on Zoom? Can we, you know, whatever that is to create connection. This past weekend, we had two different, couple dates with some friends of ours via Zoom. We just sat around and had those conversations, but we're having to initiate that.
Yeah.
Right. And that's, we have to be those people that say, you know what, if I need somebody to talk to, I need somebody to talk to. And who's that going to be? Can I, you know, send a text and say, hey, can we just hop on a call for a few minutes? Yeah. Like, I'd normally see you in my day to day running around and I don't. So, you know,
one of our couple friends, they're amazing and cool. We got to see them when they're coming through San Diego, and they're in Puerto Vallarta right now. So it's a whole nother experience.
Yeah.
And they're from Oregon, but they spend 6 weeks usually here in San Diego. And then now they're in Puerto Vallarta. So hearing their experience as they're in Mexico and what's happening there, it has been really cool. So
Madeline said, we had a big conversation last night, the challenge. So they are in the 30 day challenge. It's tough for me right now because of what's happening, but I've only missed 2 days so far.
Wow.
I'm proud of you for having those conversations because that's actually probably I won't say it's a bigger victory, but it's a compatible victory to making it through the challenge. So keep that going on. I'm just taking a look here so we don't miss folks. Kylie,
a bunch of people jumping on today too.
Well, everybody's home.
Yeah, it's just great to see everybody.
Yeah.
really is.
Kylie said we're both still working. Our country is moving into complete shutdown. She has an immune disorder and can't get to work. Can't get work to agree for me working at home yet. So feeling anxious and scared. They're starting to make a movement, such as considering. So they're working through what needs to happen there as far as work. So I just want to make sure we're getting some of these long comments and stuff.
Yeah. Love it. All right. Bring your own Zoom.
Oh my gosh. Okay, Gloria, I love that. Gloria just said, my friends and I have continued our Friday lunch dates on Zoom.
Yep.
Make it happen.
Make it happen.
We have never been more connected in our lives, right? With technology and just, you know, I mean, literally I've got two computers in front of me and we both have our phones on us. You know, there's four pieces of technology literally within a 2-foot radius. But because of this virus, we have never needed community more than we need it now. And so it doesn't matter how much tech we have at our fingers. What are you doing with the tech to create community, to foster community? Can I bring up the Zoom thing that we had talked about?
Yeah, please do.
So one of the leadership groups that we're on at our church, there are like 100 people.
Yeah, about 100 people.
We're about 100 people. And last night we actually got on a Zoom and we were all on Zoom together. And it was an opportunity to, like, it was like little, you know.
The little cubes.
The little cubes. But it was an opportunity to see everyone and to actually have that face-to-face interaction. And Tony and I were talking about it. I know we do the Facebook Lives. I think we could still push it to Facebook.
So here's what we're thinking. A lot of this happens in Facebook with few of you coming to Zoom. So what we're thinking about, and you guys, we can put a post. You know what we can do is we can put a poll up. But this is what we're thinking for our next one is turning this instead of into a one-way. We turn this into a meeting and have all of us on Zoom. What we can then do, though, we'll use one of our phones as a way to do Facebook. But really the purpose being is moving away from a lot of the chat all the time and really coming in as a community, truly as the position of the Monk Club. And as we move out of what we're going through, not just Elise and I talking, but hearing from each of you who get on, just even if it's for 30 seconds, and really we'd keep a timer and everything because we'd want to keep it tight, but just enough to say hello and here's where we're at, you know, or here's my win for the day if you want to share. And we just thought it would be a little more fun. We'd obviously have control of the mutes and all that, so we can handle that, so not everybody is talking. You hear dogs barking and roosters roosting and
Kids crying
and all that stuff. So we'll keep it so that way we can have a conversation still. But we'd love to just see you guys. I think that's the one thing Elise and I have come to realize is this is one way. And it's cool because we get to see your chats. And yet, after seeing many of you here in San Diego and then going to North Carolina and seeing you and others that we've seen over the years and have become friends, it's like we just want to hang with you guys a little bit more. So it sounds like they're interested.
Yeah.
So, all right. So this is what we're going to do next month. We're going to explore this that way. And then we'll do a Facebook Live off of one of our phones so we can still have that for anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So everybody likes it.
And that's the thing, Lynn. I love what Lynn said. That'll help us connect with other couples. And that's the thing. In all honesty, this isn't about, the club's not about us. I don't want it to only be, I know you want to hear from us and what we're doing, but you can listen to a podcast and that's great. And we're going to continuously put out new position posts and we want to do that. We're actually taking steps to make that even better in the next 4 to 6 months. But we want you guys to connect because that's where the community grows.
So
Tammy can behave, Travis.
JP asked though.
Yes, what's up, JP?
I don't want to make an assumption, but he said something about Zoom for couples when they're away from each other. Is it secure? And then down here,
I don't know. Ask an IT dude.
Yeah. Jonathan said, not sure how secure it is. So probably as a way to talk.
But he also said there are others that are heavily encrypted.
There you go.
So again, I think that's a great question to make sure we get that in Facebook and not just stuck in here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are those apps that people can use and share with their spouse because it is encrypted and it's secure? Because I agree with JP's concern on that.
Yeah.
Because all you need if you're just sending some fun little loving messages, naked, whatever, and then all of a sudden somebody grabbing it, and you're on some.
Well, Cameron just posted that Zoom had a huge data breach last year.
Oh,
so well,
boom. Thank you, Cameron.
Boom and done.
Boom.
Shanna just joined, so can I ask her?
Shanna.
Welcome.
Are you in your tub? That's always a question that needs to be asked.
She may still be at the dance studio.
She may be. All right.
So, Shanna, the question was, because we were talking about how you had...
Yeah, I agree, JP.
How you had taken your studio basically online. Sorry. You know, it's all fun and games around here. Anyhow, my question was, can you take other online students? And if so, can you provide us the information to be able to do that? Because we know that as moms, we know that there are a lot of moms and dads who are looking for resources for their kids, things that they might be able to do virtually. I don't even know if that's a possibility, but I'm saving Travis from having to ask you.
Yep.
So there you go.
Cameron's our IT person. That's all I got to say, because she's putting up stuff that I don't even
that's
know.
That's a he.
Oh, that's he. Cameron he. Sorry. That was my bad, Cameron. Sorry. He's an IT guy. I don't know what that means. End-to-end encryption. It sounds like it's something we need.
Right.
So... thank you, Cameron. Tell us what we need.
And it's okay, just JP, it's okay if she zooms from the tab as long as she's not like showing anything. Like she can go. No.
Don't zoom from your tab. Brad Long is in the house.
Wow, up and there Brenda, in Northern California.
You got to see them when you're in Tahoe.
Yes.
Software developer. Thank you, Cameron.
Okay, well, that explains.
Well, that's why you understand this, man. I appreciate it. We need to have people who are gifted in this stuff to share, because it is a concern, and yet, is it a way that we as couples can connect? I would love for us to do an article on that, or know like the top three apps that can be, or programs or whatever that can be used for couples to do it, but having a good understanding why, because I don't need somebody in the position of the month club or the one family be like, oh, I was sharing this stuff, and now all of a sudden my wife is out on some website being... you know, looked at. So that's
yeah, it's not good.
Yeah,
that's not good.
Also, IT. Yeah, that's right, Jonathan. You are.
Yeah,
it's very important for the private chats. Yep. All right. So again, if we can get something started in the group on these topics, I think it would be awesome. So let's just write that down. Alicia, okay. Alicia's doing kombucha.
Yeah, I need one of these IT guys.
Cameron or Jonathan's taking care of the IT encrypted end to end.
Or just what people should even be looking for. If there aren't what do people need to look for?
All right. Cameron's already sharing.
Let's start a private thread because we'll lose it in here.
We'll lose it, but there
well,
it
we
is.
Won't lose it. It's just going to get lost in all the chat.
Cover me as military. All right, so there you guys go. Let's just check these out and let's hear what's working.
Yeah.
All right. So.
Lively.
It is way lively and way awesome.
Imagine what it's going to be like when we see. We have to send them the picture of the Muppets thing so they can get an idea of what that would look like.
Yes.
So friends of ours sent us, the Muppets did a
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yep. And at the end is what we're all going to look like when we're all on the same screen together. It's going to be lots and lots of wonderful positions of month club.
Yep. All right. Yay. Yeah, I think we're still
getting Brenda, yay!
Brenda's here. I think we got a little bit of a pickup again. Yeah, we're just getting it.
Pray to the Zoom gods.
I'm just praying to God, and it's all good.
Yeah.
Yep, we lost you. It is. Everything is just getting inundated, so let's see what happens.
Are we back?
I don't know.
Yeah, we're back.
Okay. All right, we're back. Good. All right.
All right, you can still hear. So when it freezes, we still have audio. Oh, no.
No voice now for Brad. All right.
Okay. Are we back? Can you hear us? Can you hear me now? Can you
hear me now? Nah, there we go. It's just freezing up on us a little bit. All right.
Wow.
Is there one or two questions? Because we're already a bit over time, and Elisa's going to be jumping on a coaching call here shortly. So I want to give her a little bit of time to decompress before she jumps on. Is there one question or something that any of you, one or two questions of the position post, the position this month? Is there something that we addressed recently in, say, today's podcast or even the conflict podcast that you'd like us to just go into just a little bit more? We have, you know, maybe 3-4 minutes more, and then we're going to call it good. So.
So this is what, this is when having all of you that we can actually see your faces.
Yes.
That's when.
Well, I think we're still sort of.
Are we frozen?
No, we're not frozen, but it's just.
Sometimes they can still hear us.
I know.
We just keep talking.
We're going to just keep talking. That's good.
It's all good.
Nothing
from Australia. Okay.
Nothing from good. Australia. Going to continue lifting you guys up, Kylie and Greg, all that you guys have had on your plate. So.
You can start thinking.
Karen, you're going to just add kombucha information, so there's nothing.
Okay.
All right. Cameron, all right.
Oh, frozen again.
All right. Well, sounds like it's about our time then if we keep freezing with these guys.
Yeah.
And I think people are jumping over here a little bit more. Yeah, some folks are coming on over to Zoom. It feels like it's a little more stable. All right. Why? I don't know. Ask Travis, Tammy. All right. You guys, it's truly been a blessing to hang out with you guys tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I'm truly excited for next month, getting on with you guys in a different way. So that way we can all connect and see you guys, as well as hear from you guys. We'll be able to raise hands and clap and all that fun stuff. So you guys enjoy your evening.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it lively in the group. For those of you who are in your 30-day sex challenge or about to complete it, good on you. Finish strong. Enjoy it. And we'll catch you soon.
Take care, guys.